B'siata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Shabbos daf lamed zayin. We're going to continue the sugya where we were before. And I hope that everybody still remembers what we just learned. If not, I would encourage you to listen again to the last 10 minutes of the previous shiur, just in order to be familiar with the concepts here. We saw in the Mishnah on daf lamed vav amud beis that there's a requirement for an oven, for a kira, to be goruf v'kotum, to be either the coals shoveled away or they're covered over. And that's called goruf v'kotum. And we had a discussion regarding the issa of chazora. It's clear that whatever is going to be muta is going to need chazora, is going to need a goruf of k'tuma. However, regarding the issa of shehiyah, we had two options in the Gemara. Does the Mishnah requiring goruf of k'tuma also refer to the issa of shehiyah, or does shehiyah not need a grufa uktuma? And we said that the Gemara pointed out that there are two arguments in the Mishnah, b'shamay b'silel, one regarding what you're allowed to do on Shabbos, is it just chamin, also tavshil, and the second one, is chazora muta, or is chazora osa? And the Gemara said that if you say that the beginning of the Mishnah, that even Shehiyah needs goruf v'kotum, then I can understand what the two arguments are. The first one is regarding Shehiyah that needs goruf v'kotum, according to Beis Shammai, that will only allow you to keep hot water on the Kira, but not a Tavshil. And Beis Hillel say also a Tavshil. And then there's a second argument, is Chazorah muta? Beis Shammai say Chazorah is not muta, and Beis Hillel say Chazorah is muta. What will be muta to do Chazorah? We can assume whatever's muta to do Shehiyah, according to Beis Hillel, even Tavshil. But if the Mishnah at the beginning is talking about Chazorah, and Shehiyah, you do not need Goruf v'kotum, then the argument whether Chamin, the first argument of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether whatever's muta is only water or also tavshil, then the sequence of the Mishnah seems to be that you need goruf v'kotum. What's that talking about by chazara? Because according to this tzad, you don't need goruf v'kotum by shehiyah. If you say that lahachzir tnan, that the Mishnah is talking about chazara, and then they're arguing about chazara, in which case the second machlokes b'sham b'shilil is a repetition of the first one, and that would seem to be superfluous. So the Gemara wanted to prove from there that the beginning of the Mishnah that requires grufa or ketuma is also talking about shehiyah and not only chazorah. Says the Gemara now in Daf Lamed Zayin, no, lo'olam eim lecha lahachzir tnan. It could be that in truth the requirement of goruf v'kotum is only by chazorah. By shehiyah, whatever is going to be muta will be muta even without goruf v'kotum. But then we had a question that the two arguments in the Mishnah seem to be repeating themselves. Says the Gemara, v'chisure mechsere v'hochi k'toni. You have to add in a few words into the Mishnah. In the times when the Mishnah was first authored and everybody knew everything bal peh, and in order that they should be able to sing, they had a certain tune to know all the Mishnayos by heart, then there's what we call a poetic license, so to speak. There's certain words were not written explicitly in the Mishnah, but everybody knew that they were supposed to be there. And the reason they were not written there is in order to make it easier to sing the Mishnayos and remember them by heart. And let's see the words that they understood were in there, but in the text they were missing. Chsure mechsur v'hochi k'toni. Kira shei sikua bekash ubigvava marzirin alea tavshil. Let's remember we're talking about the tzad that the requirement of goruf v'kotum is by chazara, not by shehiyah. So the beginning of the Mishnah says that if the kira was heated up with kash ubigvava that do not make coals, then you can do chazara. You don't need goruf v'kotum. There's no coals to cover. There's no coals to shovel away. The gefes or beitzim, but if the kira is heated up with gefes and eitzim, with woods or with pulp of fruits that do make coals, then there is an issue. Lo yachzir, you're not allowed to do chazara at yigrif at yitnes eifer unless before Shabbos you did goruf v'kotum, grufa uktuma. And then here we add in aval lishois, but regarding shehiyah. Mashin, you're allowed to do shehiyah, which means you're allowed to leave the pot on from before Shabbos. Afal pi she'ene goruf ve'ene kotum. even though there was no grufa or ketuma, because according to the tzad that lahachzir etnan, shehiyah does not need grufa or ketuma. And according to this tzad, regarding shehiyah, whatever is muta when it's goruf v'kotum is equally muta when it's not goruf v'kotum. And then umahin mashin, and what are you allowed to do shehiyah with? Both with goruf v'kotum and einei goruf v'kotum. And now we come to the first machlokes in the Mishnah. So not like we thought till now that the first argument in the Mishnah is a direct hemshach of the words it says at the beginning of the Mishnah, which is chazara. No. The first words that need goruf v'kotum is talking about chazara. And then we add in that shehiyah is muta even without goruf v'kotum, and then we come to the first machlokes. What's muta by shehiyah even without goruf v'kotum? B'shamay umrim chamin, aval lo tavshil. B'shamay say that by shehiyah is muta with hot water, but not with the other dishes. U'b'shilu lo umrim chamin v'tavshil. B'shilu argue and say that even with a tavshil, you're allowed to do shehiyah, even if it's not goruf v'kotum. And then we go back now to the beginning of the Mishnah. V'hach chazor ad'omri l'cho. This chazorah that we said at the beginning of the Mishnah, that you're only allowed to do if it is goruf v'kotum, lav divrei akeli. Not everyone agrees with that. And now we come to the second argument, b'shamay b'shilel. Ela machlekes b'shamay u'b'shilel, she'b'shamay oimrim noitlin v'loy machzirin. B'shamay say, the chazorah is always osa. U'b'shilel oimrim af machzirin. B'shilel say that you're also allowed to do chazorah, even with a tavshil, on condition that it's goruf v'kotum. So that's how the Gemara said that it's possible to learn our Mishnah even if you assume that the beginning that needs goruf v'kotum is going on chazara, not on shehiyah. Continues the Mishnah. So we do not have proof from our Mishnah whether shehiyah needs goruf v'kotum or not, because it's possible to learn the Mishnah both ways. So the Gemara is going to try and bring a proof. Toshima. The Omar Reb Chelboy Omar Reb Chama Bar Guria Omar Rav. Rav Chelboy said in the name of Rav, Loi shonu elo al gabo. We only said that you're allowed to, whatever you're allowed to do, al gabo, on top of the kira. Avol toicho, but into the kira, also, that you're not allowed to do. What does that mean? So the Gemara is going to explain. If you say that the Mishnah that requires grufa or ketuma is only by chazara, but shehiyah does not need grufa or ketuma, and you're allowed to do shehiyah with an oven, with a kira, even though the coals are not covered and not shoveled up, then regarding shehiyah, I can understand that you're allowed to do shehiyah on top of the oven, but you're not allowed to do shehiyah in the oven, since the coals are there, they are not covered. It's exactly similar to hatmona, to insulating, to putting a pot with inside an insulated hot area, which is a dovah ha-moisif hevel, beroimetz, with coals. And that we know that you're not allowed to do hatmona bedovah ha-moisif hevel. You're not allowed to submerge a pot in something that's adding heat. Here, by putting it into the oven, you are submerging the pot in something which is moisif hevel, and that will be also. So we understand what Rav Chelboy said, that you're allowed to do shehiyah on top, but you're not allowed to do shehiyah inside. Elo iomrus lishoistnan. But if you say that even regarding shehiyah, the Mishnah says you need grufo kutuma, the ashes are going to be covered over, then regarding shehiyah, mali toicho, mali al gabo. Why should it be worse to put a pot into an oven than to put it on top of an oven? So we're trying to bring proof from here that it must be that the Mishnah is lahachzir tnan and not lishoistnan. Says the Gemara, no. Misavras of Chelbe Aresha Koi? Who says of Chelbe is talking about the Resha, whether you're allowed to keep the pot on or in the oven or not? A Sefer Koi, it's going on the end. Beis Hillel Oimrim Af Machzirin. That means in truth it could be that we're Geirus Lahashois. And the end of the Mishnah that speaks about whether there's a Het of Chazara, that's where Rav Chelbe said in the name of Rav, that Beis Hillel Oimrim Af Machzirin, Beis Hillel say that there's a Heta even to do Chazara. Regarding the Issa or the Heta of Chazara, according to Beis Hillel, you're allowed to actually put a pot back onto the oven on Shabbos, the Chelboy said in the name of Rav, that putting it on top of an oven on Shabbos, that will be mutter. But according to Rav Chelboy, in the name of Rav, putting it into an oven, which it looks like you're being mevashel, it looks like you're cooking on Shabbos, there chazara is going to be osa, even according to Beis Hillel. Continues the Gemara with another proof. We're going to try and bring another proof, whether when the Mishnah says you need goruf v'kotum, is it only regarding chazara or even regarding shehiya? Toshima we learnt in a brisa. Beis kirois hamat imois. If there were two kirois that were attached together and they were sharing a common wall between them, achas grufa oktuma v'achas she'eno grufa oktuma. One of these stoves was goruf v'kotum. Either the coals inside it were shoveled away or they were covered, and the other one not. Mashin al gabe grufa oktuma. You're allowed to do shehiya on the stove that is goruf v'kotum, ve'ein mashin al she'enei grufa ve'enei k'tuma. But the oven that's not goruf v'kotum, you're not allowed to do shehiya. Umahin mashin, the oven that you are allowed to do shehiya, what are you allowed to do shehiya on? B'shamay oimrim v'loi klum. B'shamay say it's completely awesome. You're not allowed to do shehiya. U'bishilel oimrim chamin avaloi tavshil. B'shilel who say that you're allowed to do shehiya, it's only with chamin, with hot water, not with a tavshil. Okar, if you took away this pot on Shabbos, what's with regarding chazara? Divrei hakoi lo yachzir. Even according to Beis Hillel, there is no heter ever to do chazara. Divrei Reb Meir. That's Reb Meir. The opinion of Reb Meir is there is no heter, not Beis Shammai, not Beis Hillel, not goruf v'kotum, not goruf v'kotum. You're never allowed to do chazara. Regarding shehiya, if it's not goruf v'kotum, it's also according to everybody. If it is goruf v'kotum, according to Beis Shammai, that's also asa. And according to Beis Hillel, it's muta, only chamin, not tavshil. That's the opinion of Reb Meir. Reb Yehuda argues, Beis Shammai oimrim chamin avaloi tavshil. Beis Shammai say regarding shehiya, one is allowed to keep a pot or a dish of hot water on the oven. Shehiya with chamin is muta according to Beis Shammai. Or Beis Hillel oimrim chamin v'tavshil. And Beis Hillel say that not only chamin, also tavshil. But this is only if it's goruf v'kotum. If it's not goruf v'kotum, it's asa, even according to Beis Hillel, even chamin. Beis Shammai oimrim, noitlin avaloi machzirin. Beis Shammai say chazora is always asa. Even though Beis Shammai, according to Reb Yehuda, Beis Shammai allowed shehiya with hot water, if it's goruf, he did not allow chazora. Beis Hillel oimrim af machzirin. Beis Hillel say chazora is also muta. That's the end of the brisa. Now the Gemara is explaining. I omres bishleima lishoistnan. If in our Mishnah says you need goruf v'kotum, even by shehiya, masnisin mani, then our Mishnah, who's it following? Reb Yehuda. It's exactly Reb Yehuda that says that by shehiya, if it's goruf v'kotum, according to Beis Shammai, chamin is muta, according to Beis Hillel, also tavshil. If it's not goruf v'kotum by shehiya, it's also according to everyone. And chazara is only muta according to Beis Hillel, not according to Beis Shammai. So if you say that our Mishnah is talking, saying lahashois, that even lahashois needs goruf v'kotum, then we understand who authored our Mishnah. Eloi omrus lahachzir etnan, if in our Mishnah only needs goruf v'kotum by chazara, but by shehiya, there's no difference between whether it is goruf v'kotum or it's not goruf v'kotum, assuming that that's what the Mishnah meant, that when the Mishnah says lo yitein achi yigrei fe achi yitein es haifer, it means lo yachzir mani lo Reb Yehuda v'lo Reb Meir. Then our Mishnah is not Reb Yehuda and not Reb Meir. I Reb Meir, according to Reb Meir, kashi lebeis Shammai b'choda ulebeis Hillel b'tarti. According to Reb Meir, then, assuming that our Mishnah is lahachzir, that even by Chazora, that only by Chazora you need Grufa Oktuma, but by Shehi you do not need Grufa Oktuma, then according to Reb Meir, we have a problem with Beis Shammai. Because according to Reb Meir, Beis Shammai does not allow Shehiya Bechlal. And in our Mishnah, according to Beis Shammai, one is allowed to do Shehiya with Chamin. And not only does Beis Shammai allow Shehiya with Chamin, he allows it even if it's not Goruf V'Kotum. Because according to the Tzad that Lahachzir Tnan, you do not need Goruf V'Kotum by Shehiya. So, Ereb Meir, Kashi LeBishamai B'Choda, we have a problem with Bishamai regarding Shehiya. Ulebis Hillel Batarti, and with regarding Bis Hillel, we have a problem not only with Shehiya, also with Chazara. Because according to Reb Meir, Bis Hillel only allows Shehiya by Goruf V'Kotum. According to Reb Meir, Mashenkin in our Mishnah, Beis Hillel allows not only Goruf V'Kotum, also not Goruf V'Kotum. And not only that, according to Reb Meir, Beis Hillel only allows Chamin, not Tavshil. In our Mishnah, Beis Hillel even allows Tavshil, and even if it's Ene Goruf V'Kotum. But not only regarding Shehiyah there's a problem, also regarding Chazara. According to Reb Meir, Beis Hillel does not allow Chazara Bechlal. In our Mishnah, Beis Hillel says that you are allowed to do Chazara. Reb Yehuda, according to Reb Yehuda, Kashya Grufa Aktuma. According to Reb Yehuda said in the Mishnah that Beis Shammai allow Chamin, Beis Hillel allow also a Tavshil. But Reb Yehuda says that only if it's Goruf V'Kotum. In our Mishnah, according to the opinion that Lahachzir Tnan, there's no difference between Goruf or Einei Goruf and by Shehiyah. So if so, Beis Shammai will allow Chamin even by not Goruf V'Kotum. Beis Hillel will allow even Tavshil even if it's not Goruf V'Kotum. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, assuming that our Mishnah says Lahachzir, that by Shehiyah you do not need Goruf V'Kotum, then according to Rabbi Yehuda, we're going to have a problem regarding that Beis Shammai, the Machloikas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel by Shehiyah in the Mishnah is even by Loi Goruf V'Kotum, Mashenkin according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's only by Goruf V'Kotum, but if it's not Goruf V'Kotum, it's going to be Asa. Says the Gemara, Lo'ilom Eim L'chol Lahachzitnan. We can learn our Mishnah is talking about Lahachzir. And if you say Lahachzir, then we have a problem. It can't be Reb Meir, it can't be Reb Yehuda. V'tana didon sovar lok Reb Yehuda b'choda u'palig oleo b'choda. And our Mishnah is that somebody who holds of Reb Yehuda, but not entirely. He holds of Reb Yehuda. Sovar lok Reb Yehuda b'choda. He agrees with Reb Yehuda b'chamin v'tavshil. That Beis Shammai allow Chamin, Beis Hillel also allow Tavshil. V'noitlinu machzirin. And he also agrees to Reb Yehuda that Beis Shammai does not allow Chazara, and Beis Hillel does allow Chazara. U'pligi oleo b'choda. But in one detail, our Mishnah argues with Reb Yehuda. De'ilu tana didon sovar lishois afal pisha ene goru f'kotum. Our Mishnah allows, according to Beis Shammai, Chamin, according to Beis Hillel, Af Tavshil allows it even when it's not Grufo Ktumah by Shehiya. Rabbi Yehuda Sovar, Belisho is Nami Goru Fukotum in Iloi Iloi. According to Rabbi Yehuda, even Shehiya, according to Beis Shammai Bechamin, according to Beis Hillel, even Tavshil is only allowed if it's Goru Fukotum. If it's not Goru Fukotum, it's Asa. And that's how our Mishnah learns. Continues the Gemara Iboy Luhu. The Gemara is now asking a question. And before we read the Gemara inside, let's just explain. We've seen now that there are certain cases that Shehiya is Asur unless it's Goruf V'Kotum. For example, according to the Tzad in the Gemara that the Mishnah means Lahashois, then both Shehiya and Chazara need Goruf V'Kotum. Chazara, everybody says you need Goruf V'Kotum. Shehiya, even those who say you do not need Goruf V'Kotum, they agree that if it's not Mevushal Kamaichol Ben Rusoi, then you're not allowed to do Shehiyah. You're not allowed to leave a pot that's not been cooked, even minimally, before Shabbos to allow it to cook on Shabbos. So all the cases that either Shehiyah is Osir or Chazorah is Osir, the question is, Mahu Lismoich Bo? Are you allowed to leave a pot next to an oven? Not in the oven, not on the oven, but next to the oven. All the cases where, if it's not Goruf V'Kotum, you're not allowed to put it in the oven or on the oven, either before Shabbos or to do Chazara on Shabbos, are you allowed to leave it next to a Kira from before Shabbos, or are you allowed to do Chazara and put it back next to the Kira? You're not putting it back onto a Kira, you're not putting it back into a Kira, you're putting it next to the Kira on Shabbos, and the Kira itself is not Goruf V'Kotum. Does smicha, putting a pot next to a kira, need goruf v'kotum or not? Is there any chashash that you're going to do mechate b'gacholim, you're going to stoke the coals, if you've just put the pot next to the kira? Or do we say that since you've put it next to the kira, you don't assume and you don't rely that it's going to get very hot, and therefore you will not stoke the coals to make it even hotter? Says the Gemara, Toicha v'gaba osur. It's also to put it into a kira or onto a kira. Avalismeich bo shapir domi. But to put it next to a kira is muta. That's one tzad. Oidilma or maybe loishna. No, putting it next to a kira, either leaving it next to a kira or putting it back next to a kira on Shabbos is the same halachas as into a kira and onto a kira, which will be osur. That's the question of the Gemara. Toshima, we're going to try and bring a proof to this from a braisa. Shtei kirois hamat imois, if you have two kirois that are attached and they have one wall separating between the two. Achas grufa oktuma, one of the two kirois have grufa oktuma, v'achas she'ina grufa oktuma, and the other one is not gorufa kotum. Mashin al gabe grufa oktuma, you're allowed to leave the pot on top of the oven that is gorufa kotum. Even though it's also receiving some of the heat from the second kira, which is not goruf v'kotum. So the Gemara wants to bring a raya that relative to the oven that's not goruf v'kotum, the pot that's standing on the oven that is goruf v'kotum is called somuch, and you see that it's muta. So we want to bring a proof from here that somuch does not need goruf v'kotum. Says the Gemara, Dilma Shani Hosom, Dekiven Dimidalio Shalit Boavira. It's different. Over there you're talking about you're putting the pot on top of the kira. The flames is at the bottom of the kira, inside. So the air that's coming up, the heat that's coming up from the second tanur has to raise, go up through the air, through the atmosphere, and then it will heat up or affect somewhat the pot which is on top of the other oven. And since the pot itself is not flash, it's not directly next to the oven that's not goruf v'kotum, it's much further removed and therefore it's okay. But you do not have a proof to a case where you put the kira, you put the food right next to the kira, maybe in that case it will be worse and it will be osa. Says the Gemara, okay, so we don't have a proof from there. We're going to try and bring a proof from another braisa. Toshima, the Omer of Safra, Omer of Chia. Kotmo, what happens if a person did kotmo? He covered over the coals. Vinislabso, and somehow the coals re-lit themselves up, reignited, and it became as if it wasn't covered. Soimchim lo, you're allowed to put the pot next to such a kira. And you're allowed to leave a pot on such a kira, shehiya, v'noitlin mimeno, you can take a pot out of such a kira, umachzirin lo, and you can put the pot back in, you can do chazara to such a kira, even though it was nislabso. Now, for all intents and purposes, it's as if it's not been covered, but since you covered it, it's muta. Shema mino, lismich nami kotma in loy kotma loy. You see here clearly that in order to be allowed to put a pot next to such a kira, you have to have at least tried, you have to at least have covered it once. Even though you covered it and it was nislab, so again, nonetheless, it's muta. We'll soon see about that. But the fact is, you see here, that it's only muta to put it back, to put it next to such a kira, because you'd already done a kotmo. Says the Gemara, Ulta meich, noitlin mimeno diktoni, kotmo in loy kotmo loy. The Braisa mentioned, or mentioned four things. The Braisa said soimchim lo, umekai min aleo. Soimchim means you can put it next to the kira. You can leave it on the kira that's shehiya. Noitlin mimeno, you can take it out of the kira. Umachzirin lo, you can put it back in or onto the kira. So we have four things. So you want to bring proof from the soimchim lo that in order to do smicha it has to be kotmo. So the Gemara is now asking, I don't understand. Noitlin himeno, taking the pot out of such an oven. You're only allowed to take a pot out of an oven if the coals were first covered by ashes. Ulatameich noitlin himeno diktoni kotmo in loy kotmo loy. Elo, how do you understand noitlin himeno? Tona Neutlin Mishum Machzirin. Since it says Machzirin, you're allowed to put it back. It therefore says you're allowed to take it out, even though the taking out does not have the condition of needing the Kiro to be covered, the coals to be covered. Hochanami, so too in the case of Soimchin, Soimchin Mishum Mekaimin, since the Braisa wants to say Mekaimin Oleo, that since you did Kotmo, even if it was Nislabno, but you did Kotmo, you're allowed to do Shehiyo, which means Mekaimin Oleo, so it says Mekaimin Oleo also. On the way, it says also, Soimchin Lo, you can put the pot next to such a Kiro. But of course, put it next to the Kiro, maybe will be allowed, even if it was not Kotmo. Soimchin Mishum Mekaimin. It only says Soimchin because it says Mekaimin. Says the Gemara Hochiashta. No, you cannot compare Soimchin to Neutlin. Hosom Neutlin o Machzirin b'chad mokimu. The Machzirin needs a Neutlin. You can only put it back if you took it away. So it's as if to say, Neutlin, I took it from one place, and then put it back in the same place. That's Chazora. So it's almost as if you have to say Neutlin in order to be able to say the Chazirin. But Tana Neutlin Mishum Chazirin, therefore it says Neutlin Mishum Chazirin. Elohocha, but in the case of Soimchim, Soimchim b'chad mokim, Soimchim is when you put a pot next to a Kira. That's on the floor, next to the walls of the Kira. Umekaimin b'chad mokim. Umekaimin means that you're doing shahia, you're leaving it on or in the tanur from before Shabbos. There's no reason that you should say Soimchin just because you're saying Mekaimin. They're two different cases, two different places. And therefore it could be that we have proof from here that even Soimchin, you need to have Kotmo, and if it was not Kotmo, it's Asa. Either way, it's not clear whether we have a proof from here or not. And then the Gemara is asking, "May have halo?" So we brought two brises. We do not have an absolute proof from either of them. What's the halacha? Does Soimchim need the rules of Goruf Kotum or not? Tar Shemal says the Gemara, "Kiro shehisikua begefes or beitzim. If you heated up a kiro with gefes or zeitzim or eitzim, and they make coals, Soimchin lo, you are allowed to put the pot next to such a kiro, even if it's not Goruf Kotum." However, v'ein mekaimin, you're not allowed to do shehiya elim kein grufo k'tuma, unless it's goruf kotum. And we've already discussed previously in the Gemara that this is a machlokes whether shehiya needs grufo k'tuma. And this Tana obviously holds, according to the opinion, that you need grufo k'tuma even for shehiya. Gecholim she'omamu, coals that have died down and almost extinguished, or you've put small pieces of flax on top of it, dako, very thin pieces of flax, harehi k'tuma, it has the same halachas as if you covered it with ashes, and it's called k'tuma. Continues the Gemara. Omar b'yitzhok bar nachmeini omar b'oishia. Kotmo, if you covered over the coals. V'huvara, and then the coals reignited themselves. Mashin oleo chamin shehu chamu kol tzorkon. You're allowed to do shehiya on such a kira, assuming that the hot water has been cooked sufficiently. V'tavshil shebishel kol tzorkoi, and the dish that you're putting, that you're leaving on this kira, has been mevushel kol tzorkoi, and this is more than Michael ben Rusoi. This has been sufficiently cooked, you can now comfortably eat it. Says the Gemara, Shema Minok, can we bring proof from here that mitstamik v'yofeloi, even though the cooking process is going to continue, and the dish is going to shrink somewhat, and this shrinking is something which the owner, which is something we appreciate. V'yofelo, we want it. Mutter. And it's still going to be mutter, even though, for all intents and purposes, it's not kotum. It's not covered over. We have proof from Rabbi Ishia that shehiyo is mutter, even if it's mitstamik v'yofeloi, even if the continuing of the cooking is good for him, and we may have thought that we're going to worry that you're going to stoke the flames, nonetheless, since it's mevushel kol tzorkoi, it's mutter, because this is not called kotum, it was huvara. And huvara, for all intents and purposes, we would have thought is not called kotum. Says the Gemara, no. Shani och de kotma, what do you mean? This is called kotum. You covered the coals with ashes. The fact that huvaro, it reignited itself, so what? Says the Gemara, yochemai lememra. If you're assuming that this is kotma, what's the chiddush? Of course you're allowed to be do shehiya on if it's mevushel kol tzorkoi. Of course, even if it's not mevushel kol tzorkoi, you're allowed to do shehiya on it. If it's Michael ben Rusoi. Says the Gemara, Huvaro itzrichale. No, it's a chiddush. It's got the values, the halachos of kotmo, but it's a chiddush that it's called kotmo, even though after I covered them, the coals reignited themselves. Mao de teima kiven de huvaro. Hodro lola milse kamaisa. I may have thought that since it was huvaro, it reignited itself. It's as if it was never kotum to start with. Kumash malon. The chiddush here of Rabbi Ishia is that it's called kotum. Since you covered it over, you've made it crystal clear to yourself and to everybody else that you do not want the heat of these coals to be mitzdamik v'yofalo. You don't want it to continue cooking after it's been sufficiently cooked, and therefore you're allowed to leave the pot on the kira. Continues the Gemara. Omar Rabbi Bar Barchona Omar Rabbi Yechanan. Now we're saying aloch in the name of Rabbi Yechanan. Kotmo v'huvaro, again, you did kotum, you covered the coals with ashes, v'huvaro, and the coals reignited themselves. Mashin oleo chamin shehu chamu kol tzorkon v'tavshil bishel kol tzorkoi. You're allowed to leave dushihia on such a kira, either with water that's mevushel kol tzorkoi, or tavshil that's mevushel kol tzorkoi, v'afilu gecholim shereisom. Even if it's coals that come from woods that stay very, very hot, hotter than regular coals. Says the Gemara, Shema minom itzdamik v'yofalei muta. Can you bring proof from Rabbi Yechanan that if it's mevushel kol tzorkei, but nonetheless, since mitzdamik v'yofalei, that the shrinking is some of this cooking, the extra cooking is something we want, nonetheless, it's muta, even though it's not goruf v'kotum? Says the Gemara, no, shani hocha de kotmo. This has the halachas of kotmo because he covered the ashes. Yehocha maile memory. So what's the chiddush? If it's kotum, of course you can leave chamin or tavshil that's mevushel kol tzorkei. Says the Gemara, huvaro it's trichalei. The chiddush that it's called kotum, even though it's huvaro, it reignited itself. Says the Gemara, hainuach. So the halacha of Rabbi Yechanan is exactly the same as the halacha of Rabbi Ishia. What's Rabbi Yechanan coming to add? The chiddush is that even such coals that are extra hot and they are extra able to cook, I may have thought that in that case, even though it was kotmo, but since it was huvara, you're now going to, even though you covered it, it's not yet enough of a proof that you do not want the cooking, because they still remain very, very hot, and therefore if huvara, if it reignited itself, it's as if you never covered it. Kumash Malon, that's the chiddush of Rabbi Yechanan. Since you covered it, you showed you didn't want the heat of these coals, and therefore we're not worried that you're going to stoke the coals on Shabbos, and it's muta. Continues the Gemara. Omar of Sheishas, Omar of Yechanan. Kira shi sikua begefes or be'etzim. If somebody heated up a kira with gefes and etzim, mashin oleo chamin, sheloihu chamu kol tzorkon. You're allowed to keep water on it, even though they have not been mevushel kol tzorkoi, hucham kol tzorkoi. And as long as they've been heated up on the level of Meichel ben Drusoi, which according to Rashi is a third, according to others it's half of their bishul, then you are already allowed to leave such a pot of water on such a kira or in such a kira without grufa or ktuma. V'tavshil shaloi bishel kol tzorkoi, the same applies to a tavshil, any other dish that's not mevushel kol tzorkoi, but it's mevushel Meichel ben Drusoi, you're allowed to leave it on such a kira. Okar, if you took such a pot off the kira, lo yachzi, you're not allowed to put it back, acha yigrei fo acha yitein efer, then you need to have grufa uktuma, and then you can do chazara, like we saw previously in the sugyas. Says the Gemara, kosovar masnisin lahachzir tnan. This, the Rabbi Yechanan holds that the Mishnah that says you need grufa uktuma is only by chazara. Avolish hois mashin afal picha eine goruf v'eine kotum. Rabbi Yechanan holds that one does not need grufa uktuma for shihia. Says the Gemara, Omer Rava, Tarvayu Taninu. Both these halachas, number one, that shihia does not need grufa uktuma, and number two, that chazara does need grufa uktuma, are both halachas that it says explicitly. Lishois, where does it say explicitly that shihia does not need grufa uktuma? Tanina. We learnt in a braisa, Ein noisnin es apas besoicha tanur imcha sheicho. You're not allowed to attach a piece of dough onto the walls of an oven just before the onset of Shabbos. V'loi charora argab gecholim, nor can you place a cookie dough on top of the coals. Elo kadei sheyikrumu panel, unless the dough is going to become crispy before the onset of Shabbos. And at that point, it's still clearly not Mevushal Kol Tzorko. It's not been baked a third. And nonetheless, it's Mutter, even if it's not Goruf V'Kotum. On top of the Gecholim, is Bechlal not Goruf V'Kotum? And even in a Tanur, we're going to see in the Sugyon Daf Lamed Ches, there is no Goruf V'Kotum in a Tanur. Ho Kol Muponel, Shari. You see clearly in that Braisa, that as long as it's crispy, it's Mutter. And there we're talking about Shehiyah. You put it on before Shabbos. So you see that Shehiyah, which is not Mevushal Kol Tzorkoi, is Mutter, even if it's not Goruf V'Kotum Lahachzir. And the halacha that Rabbi Yochanan said regarding Chazora, that if it's Goruf V'Kotum, you're allowed to do Chazora. Nami Tanina, we learnt in a Braisa, Bishilil Oimrim, Af Machzirin. Bishilil said, we saw this on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, according to Bishilil, you're allowed to do Chazora. And Beis Hillel clearly only allow Chazora with Grufa Oktuma. Nobody allows Chazora without Grufa Oktuma. Aval b'sheina Grufa Oktuma, loy. If it's not Goruf V'Kotum, it's Asa. So every part of the halacha that Rav Sheisha said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, we already have sources for it in the Tanoim. So what's Rav Sheisha coming to tell us? What's Rabbi Yochanan coming to tell us? Says the Gemara, Rav Sheishas namid yukadim asnisin komash malon. You're right, but where do we know that lahashois, that you're allowed to do shehiyah on something that's not mevushal kol tzorkoi? You saw that from the Braisa that says, ein noisnin es hapas b'tzoicha tanur, im chasheich av loichara al gabi gecholim, elo kadesh yikrumu ponel. That you're not allowed to put such a dough onto the walls of the oven if it's not going to become crispy before the onset of Shabbos. Okay, but the Mishnah doesn't say that you're allowed to put it on if it is going to become crispy. That's not explicit in the Mishnah. We understand Ha'kor Mupaneo, Shari. Since it's only Asa if the dough is not going to become crispy, we understand from there that if the dough will become crispy, it's sufficient. And even though it's not called Mevushal Kol Tzorkoi, you're allowed to do Shehiyah in such a situation. That's what Rav Sheishas is saying, that with the diuk from that Braisa, Ha'kor Mupaneo Shari, that is what Rav Sheishas in the name of Rabbi Yochanan is coming to be mechadish. Rav Sheishas nami diuk demas nisen, the diuk of that memra, kumash malon, that's the chiddush. The Ritva explains that Kor Mupaneo is exactly the stage called Maichol ben Drusoi, and therefore if it's Maichol ben Drusoi, it's Muta, as we saw in the Gemara. Continues the Gemara. Omar of Shmuel bar Yehuda Omar b'Yechanon. Kira sheisikua begefes or be'etzim, if you heated up a kira with gefes or etzim, mashim oleo, you're allowed to do shehiya on it, tavshil shabishel kol tzorkoi. Even though this kira is not goruf v'kotum, nonetheless you're allowed to do shehiya, providing that it's mevushal kol tzorkoi. V'chamin shehuchamu kol tzorkon, and water that's been heated up, kol tzorkoi. V'afilu mitzdamik v'yofiloi, even though the continued cooking is going to make it shrink more and going to become even better cooked, and you want that, and therefore we may have thought that there's a risk you're going to stoke the coals, nonetheless, even mitzdamik v'yofiloi, shehiyah is mutter even without grufa oktuma. Omale ahumi rabbonon rav Shmuel bar Yehuda. Horav Shmuel d'omer tarvayu mitzdamik v'yofiloi osur. Did Rav Shmuel not say that if it's mitzdamik v'yofiloi, if the continued cooking is something you want, is something you appreciate, it's also to do shehiyah if it's not goruf v'kotum? Omale otu les ano yoda d'omer rav Yosef omer rav Yehuda omer Shmuel mitzdamik v'yofiloi osur. I know that there's an opinion like that from Shmuel that mitzdamik v'yofiloi is osur. Ki ko amina l'cho. I told you just what Rabbi Yochanan's opinion was. Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is that even mitzdamik v'yofiloi is mutter by shehiyah, even if it's not goruf v'kotum. Continues the Gemara. Omale Rav Ukvar mimeishon. Rav Ukvar from a place called Meishon said to Rav Ashi, Atun, you in Bovel, de makrevisu l'Rav Shmuel, that you live close to where Rav Shmuel live, avidu k'Rav Shmuel, you should do like Rav Shmuel, that if it's mitzdamik v'yofaloi, it's osa. Anan navid k'Rabbi Yochanan, but we're going to follow Rabbi Yochanan, the halachas like Rabbi Yochanan, that even mitzdamik v'yofaloi is mutar. Omar li Abaye l'Rav Yosef, mahu lishois, what's the halacha regarding shehiyah on a kira which is not goruf v'kotum? Omer le, Harav Yehuda mashur le, v'ochil. Rav Yosef says that we saw that Rav Yehuda himself, he did Shehiyah without Goruf V'Kotum, and he would eat the food. Omar Le, Abaye said to Rav Yosef, Bar Minei Rav Yehuda, don't bring me proof from Rav Yehuda. The Kivan de Masukanhu, he was somebody who was, he wasn't a well person, and it was Pikuach Nefesh for him to have heated up food on Shabbos. Afila b'Shabbos namishori lemevid le. Even on Shabbos, you'd be allowed to cook for him, and therefore you cannot bring proof from Rav Yehuda. Leave alacha, but people like me and you who are healthy, mahu, what's the alacha? Or Malay Rav Yosef said, Besura mashu. In Sura, which is a place in Bavel, there the custom was that they would do Shehiyah, even though it's not Goruf V'Kotum. Dor Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Morad Uvda, Rav Nachman by Yitzchok was very medactic with his halachis. Umashule, and he used to do Shehiyah, even though it was not Goruf V'Kotum. V'Ochil, and then he would eat it. And since he was such a medactic, and he did this, so you see there's not even an inyan to be Machmir. Shehiyah does not need Goruf V'Kotum. Continues the Gemara. Omer Rav Ashi. Koimna Kamed Rav Huna. Rav Ashi says, I was standing in front of Rav Huna. V'shohin Le Kasa De Harasana. And we did Shehiyah with a mixture of fish. V'ochal. And he would eat it. V'lo yodana imishum de kosova mitstamik v'yofaloi mutar. We weren't sure if the reason that Rav Huna ate it was because he assumed, he held, that even mitstamik v'yofaloi, it's mutar to do shehiyah without grufo uktuma. Imishum de kiven de ispe micha mitstamik v'raloihu. Or maybe because there's flour in this kaseh d'harasana, and anything with flour in, getting overcooked is actually mitstamik v'raloi, it makes it shrink, and it's not what we want. It does not make the food become better, it makes it worse. And therefore, since it's mitstamik v'raloi, there's no risk whatsoever of a person stoking the coals in order it should cook even more. And therefore, it's mutter. Omer Rav Nachman, mitstamik v'yofaloi osur. Rav Nachman held that mitstamik v'yofaloi is osur, mitstamik v'raloi mutter. If it's mitstamik v'raloi, there's no risk of him stoking the coals, and it's mutter. Klola de milsa, what's the rule? Kol de ispe micha, anything that has flour in it, mitstamik v'raloi, it's considered mitstamik v'raloi. Lebar mitavshil de lifta, besides for this dish with turnips in, de afel gav de ispe micha, even though there's flour in it, mitstamik v'yofaloi, extra cooking makes it even better. Mitstamik v'yofaloihu. V'hanem mili de ispe bisra, and this is true if there are pieces of meat inside it, avales be bisra, but even a dish of lifta, if there's meat inside it, if there's no meat inside it, avales be bisra mitstamik v'raloihu, it's considered mitstamik v'raloi. V'chiyis be bisra, and even if there is meat in it, nami lo omron, when is it called mitstamik v'yofaloi? Elo deloi kovi lo la'urchin, if you were not assuming or relying on the fact that you're going to have guests. Aval kovi lo la'urchin, if you're going to have guests, and it's not covered, it's not respectable to give guests a dish, this turnip dish, where it's been so well cooked that you can hardly discern, you can hardly see the pieces of meat in it, it's not covered. In that case, mitstamik v'raloi, then if you're relying on guests, it's definitely mitstamik v'raloi. Lafta, a dish of figs, daisa, a dish of cereal, v'tamra, or a dish with dates, mitstamik v'ralehen, in those cases, when overcooking it after it's vushel kol tzorkoi, cooking it more is always considered mitstamik v'raloi, and therefore will be muta. And in the next shiur, we're going to carry on from here.